Kerbosi, hope all is good. Today's daf is Gittin daf Samach Aleph. Left off yesterday, if you remember, machogis between Rav and Shmuel, that if B'nai Nahara, if you have a river, and you have all these fields, right, that are kind of on each side of the river, so who gets priority in terms of the water? So Rav had said, Tatai Shazu, the later ones, the ones at the end of the river, Shmuel Amar Eloi Shazu, the ones at the beginning, right, they have a priority in terms of damming the water and going it and directing it one way or another. So we're here, about three lines up, four lines up, I guess, and the skinny lines, Rav Shimi Bar Ashi, a couple of stories about that, and then we'll switch gears a little bit towards the Mishnah on Samech Aleph. Rav Shimi Bar Ashi, also the commander of Abaye. Rav Shimi Bar Ashi came to Abaye and Amalei, he said to him, Los from Rabbi, no, let's learn together, let's have a chavrus. So Amalei, Abaye said back to him, I need the time for myself. I don't have so much time. So he says, "Vlos from Arbalei." So okay. So he said, "But what about nighttime? Let's learn at night." So Arbalei is the Maya Lashkuye. But he says, "I got to work. I got to water my fields. I got to work for a living." So Arbalei. So he said to Abaye, "He said, 'Ana mashkinalei lemar. I'll take care of your fields. I'll water your fields. Maya be a mama. I'll do water during the daytime. Vlos from Arbalei, and then we can learn at night." So apparently wasn't doing anything. Okay. So Abaye said, "Fantastic, works. Sounds good." So Azol Eloi. So Rav Shimi Ben went to the people on the top of the field, of the river, right? The stream, meaning that Abaye's, as we'll see in a second, was in the middle. Abaye's field is in the middle of the whole river. So he went to the people at the top of the field. Amar Latatay Shazumai Bereisha, and he said, "Well, according to who was it, Rav?" That the later ones, right, the people at the bottom, right, are allowed to kind of like dam the river, right, and they get priority. So Azul Tatai, and then he scammed the system. He went to the ones down at the end of the river, and Amar Eloi Shazu my Bereisha. He said, "Well, Shmuel says that the guys at the beginning are allowed to dam off the water." So sure enough, Adahachi Sochar Mizgar Ve'aski. So he was able to then go and kind of, you know, since nobody was kind of directing the water in any direction, he directed the water right towards Abaye's field. So if you look at Tosa, I mean, what in the world, right? What is he trying to scam the system? Like, how does that work, right? Obviously, if he was going to learn with Abaye, right, he was probably a pretty firm guy, right? He calls him Rav Shimi, I don't know. But Rav Bar, I mean, he wasn't a bum. He wasn't trying to steal the water, right? So what does Tosa say over here? If you look at Tosa, this could be Trey, right? Who saw, right, came into Amr called the Olim Gvar, since the Halacha is whoever is strongest, Yachal Harim Aleim, right? Apparently, you know, we leave it up to whoever's, you know, able to play the best games. And that also counts, that you're allowed to kind of like whoever takes advantage of the system. Okay, fine. So Kiyosu made the Abaye. So when he went to Abaye, Amalei, so Abaye said back to him, here, that doesn't work, right? Because Kabetreya Vatilei, right? You just kind of, you did like both, meaning, you did like neither, right? You're not passing neither like Rav nor like Shmuel. And then for Lo Tamin Abaye, the pair of Shasa, right? So Abaye didn't eat the fruit or the produce of that field, right, the entire year, right? If you look at Tosos Lo, the Hodiah Shalo al Piv also, because people probably assume that Rav Shimi did it on Abaye's command. So Abaye wanted to tell everybody that no, that's not what he told you, that he was not the one who was in charge there, and he didn't eat them. And Tosos just points out, it's not that he just kind of let it to rot. Rav Shimi Machra, maybe he sold them, right? In Kan Gezel, because as we said before, right, the Mishnah says it's because Darki Shalom, it's not because of actual Geneva, right? It's not actual Gezel. Right, so Pasha says he didn't abstain from having Hana from it, but he didn't eat it, right, according to Tosos. Okay, fine. Okay, Hanu Bnei Bei Chermach. There are people who lived in Chermach. Also, Karo Bereisha, the Shanvasa, apparently their river was named the Shanvasa. And they made some sort of irrigation, Vahadu Shidrui Vishile Nara. And then they brought the irrigation back to the field, meaning they kind of diverted it towards their field, and they didn't kind of dam off the river entirely, kind of made like a little kind of like diversion so the water would kind of divert off to their field and then come back, right, to the river. So also Eloi, Kameda Abaye, he went to the people who were in front of him, right, at the top of the river, right, upstream, right, came to Abaye, Amalei, Kamatcha Benarin, right, they're messing over our river, they're making the water go slower because now the water kind of is diverted towards that. So Amalehu, Karu Badayu Tveipurta, they said, okay, dig a little deeper, right, and dig a bigger channel, right, make it wider or whatever. So Amalei, Kayafshin Pirin, well, if you do that, you're going to have issues with the what's it called, with the water. I mean, the water's not going to be high enough. I mean, it's going to be lower, and it won't necessarily impact the fields. So I'm a little zil siliku l'mshechu mehosam. Right, so he said, okay, so there's nothing you can do. But you have to close it off because that's, you know, you're messing over the other fields, and you're not entitled to that. Okay, fine. Mitsudos chayiv ofos v'dagin yesh b'hem. Again, if you have any stuff that's caught in a trap, so that is, you should not take them, even though technically it's not geneva. That's darkei shalom. And then Rabbi Yossi said that, right, if you remember from the Mishnah, right, that it was actually geneva. And the Gemara is going to elaborate on that. So, but Zule Vahore, so different types of traps that kind of capture the animal entirely. Tankuli Amal Pligi, everybody agrees that that's Kaneva because, it's the animal stuck inside. That's a Kenyan, right, for the animals. All right, again, so a person's Kalim can be cone to something. If you look at, so the Garashi, right, the Kalim, the Yeshlam Toch, Kanalo Kalev, right, Kalim, a person's Kli can acquire. For somebody else, for someone. So if you put out a bottle in the rain, and rain leads into the bottle, so the water becomes yours, right? So the kli can acquire an item for you. So the machlokas is, keep pligi, baluchi, v'kukri. The machlokas is, if there's some sort of rope, right, some sort of, if there's no kli kibul over there, there's no kli that can catch something, it may be a fish attached to a rope or a hook or whatever. So that's the machlokas. Okay. So here's Chayshah the Bekatan. I would say that's because Darkei Shalom, Rabbi Yosef, and Gezel Gomer. I'm Rav Chisda, Gezel Gomer, Midirayim. Rav Chisda says, when Rabbi Yosef says Gezel Gomer, he means Midirabanan. So the Gemara says, well, what do you mean? The first case said, it's only Geneva because of Darkei Shalom, i.e., it's Dirabanan, because it's not the Araisa. And then Rabbi Yosef said, it's Gezel Gomer. Neither are bona. So what's the difference? So Gemara says, line off Kamina. So Gemara says, let's see it by the Ayon. Apparently, can you go to Bezdin, right, then actually get the item more from one to the next? Or because he says, since it's Gezel Gomer, Midir Abanan, so Bezdin will actually take it from one person, give it to another person. But Darkei Shalom, right, the Bezdin would not enforce it. Okay, fine. Ani Amenakev Barosh Hazayis Mashat Tachta, right, if a person, if you remember, the poor person is kind of taking olives. So, hitting it off the stick, so that's going to be, if you take it from underneath them, so that's Darkei Shalom. But if you, so the Gemara says, not the Mishnah. So the Gemara says here, Tana imlikit v'nosim b'yad, ha-reiz gezel gomer. But if he actually took him, picked it up with his hand, right, that's a kinyan, right, he acquires it with his hand. So that's mamish geneva. Rav Kana kava also luhutzal, and chazi luhugarvet ava shodei ufnei. Ofie v'kanatran tamri. Rav Kana was going to Hutzal, and he saw a guy who was throwing a stick at a tree, and the dates were falling off. So just like we said in our Mishnah, right? Again, you could take it, but it's not gezel midoraisa. Also, kamenaki v'achil, right? He went to take in etzah. So he said to him, chazimar deboi shiditinu, right? Check it out. I have taken some of these dates and put them down. I'm throwing them down, meaning it's mamish gezel midoraisa. Now, in Echanam, it's a little bit weird that Rav Kahana would have taken them stam. So, could be Pashas is that he thought he was a guy. Okay, either way. Or, again, as Tosus, I think, here points out that Rav Kahana was Dindar Abanan. And therefore the guy thought that Rav Kahana was ignoring it, and then he told him it was actually Daraisa. Okay, either way, anyway, so the Gemara says that Amar Lai, he said to him, Asrei Rabbi Yoshi Ata, he said, if you know the halacha, that meaning that if you take the fruit with your hand and then you put it on the ground, then it's Gezel Gomer. So apparently you live by Rabbi Yoshi, right? And Kari Alei, they said about Rabbi Yoshi, Tzadik Yisrael Olam, that the Rav, the city, makes sure that all the Aniyim know the proper halachos, like Baruch Hashem, that he knew the halacha, and obviously he abstained from taking those dates. Right? We make sure we allow the goyim to take matnas anim from the fields, even though that's really technically for Jews. We learned that because of Darkei Shalom, we do a couple of things. For Darkei Shalom, to take care of, to make sure there's peace between Jews and goyim. First of all, we give money to Jewish and non-Jewish poor alike. We also mevaker cholim with goyim, and then finally kovrim mesi nachrim mesi Israel. We bury non-Jews and Jews because of Darkei Shalom, because of the ways of peace, because we don't want people to be angry at them at us. The last one is a bit of a misnomer. It doesn't mean that you bury Jews and non-Jews together, right? That's what it's seen. That's literally right. It says im. Mesa Israel, right? Mesa Nachem in Mesa Israel. You bury them theoretically, that means together, but that's not at all what it means, or we do not bury Goyim and Jews in the same cemetery. That's a big thing. Okay, either way, that's the end of that. Says the Mishnah, Mashal Asisha Lechavita Chashuda Alashvias Nafra Vekava Vrechaim Vetaner. A woman is allowed to lend to her friend who's choshed about Shvias. Shvias, obviously Shemitah. We're not sure that a person is able to, again, is a person is keeping the halachas of Shemitah. Part of that, again, as we've mentioned before, the peres shvius is mutter to eat, sort of. Right, again, peres shvius, right, is mutter to eat as long as there is some sort of produce of whatever you're eating in the fields. Right, that's what's it called? But that's called shas beer. But once the shas beer, once the time comes, let's say, I don't know, the olives dry up in the fields, so then you have to get rid of that and be mafkir. And then you can take it back, or whatever, you can take it back, you can be konate it again, but you have to be mafkir, and you have to get rid of all the olives that you have in your field, right, up until the point, at that point. That's called the shas beer. If a person who doesn't do that, again, that's what we're concerned over here, is when we say someone's choshed al shvius, it doesn't mean that they're eating peir shvius necessarily, right, that's mutter, right, if you treat with it proper kavod. But here the concern is, right, that the person did not get rid of, let's say, the olives from their house at the shas beer, right, when the amount of, when the olives were gone from the field. So back into the Mishnah, so a woman is allowed to lend to her friend who is, we're concerned that she still has, let's say, olives or whatever, produce from Shemitah in her house that she really had to get rid of and then reacquire or whatever. So if she doesn't do that, so we're allowed to lend to him. Anafar kavar rechayim v'taner. These are different types of kitchen items. Anafar is a sieve. Both anafar and kavar are both different types of sieves, S-I-E-V-E. A rechayim is a grinder, and a taner is obviously an oven. Avalot tavor v'lot titchan ima. But she can't do borer, and she cannot do it with her, meaning she can't grind it with her, because that's already livnei iver. That's already helping her to be over on an iser. Fine. Okay. Asia's chaver mashal is the Asia's amaretz. Nafa v'kavra uvoreres tochenes meraketes ima. That by an Ashes Chavra, the wife of a Chavra, obviously he's careful about Tumah Tahara, is allowed to lend to Ashes Amaretz, who is not careful about Tumah Tahara, Nafra and Kavra. She's allowed to lend those sieve type items, who borers to the Chenis Marketer Sima, and she can take her grain and kind of sort all the stuff with her. Obviously, we'll see why that's an issue. Again, if she's not... I'm sorry, the concern in here, not necessarily... Well, we'll get to the concern, exactly what the issue is in the Gemara. But once you're adding water to the flour, so then that's already the last thing. You can't do that. Over Avera, right? Because it's Lefnei Avera, you can't support people who are being over Avera. All of these are not Mamish Dinim D'Araisa, right? This is all Dinim D'Rabbanan, right? Again, because of the Darkei Shalom, right, we're allowed to, we don't want to, you know, to totally, reject the Amar Ratzim and etc. Machzikim Yedinachim B'Shvias, you can kind of be Machzik, right, the Goyim, right, who are kind of working in the fields in Shemitah, Avaloi de Yisrael, right, but not, obviously not a Jew. Avisholim b'shlomon, you can ask how a Goy is doing, Avin Darki Shalom, because of Darki Shalom. Okay, again, these things are basically because of Darki Shalom. Say Shalom Aleichem, how are you, Mr. Sir? Vaita. Says the Gemara. Now, Maishma Reisha, Maishma Seifa. Now, what's the difference between the two cases? Right, we said by Shemitah, right, you're not allowed to help her with the grinding, and then by Namaretz, right, we are allowed to help with the grinding. Again, the concern with theoretically the Gemara may assume that it's also the issue of Shumas and Maestros, but the Amaretz, okay, Amar Abai says Rova Emma Ares Masernitz. Abai says it's not an issue of Amar of Shumas and Maestros. Therefore, right, again, we're not concerned that the Amaretz is going to get rid of is going to be using Tevel. So then the chaver can help the amaretz. But if you're telling me that someone's choshed al shemitah, so that is helping someone be over in the iser of eating peres shvius after this manbir. Rava amar hachab amaretz Rabbi Meir. Rava says no. We're talking about an amaretz of Rabbi Meir who will eat their food, as we'll see in a second, in a state of tumah, right? But will be trumas and maestros. They will take trumas and maestros, so it won't be tevel. But tumah v'tarim v'derabanan. Again, since we're only dealing with dinam v'derabanan, right? So then you can get rid of that because of darkei shalom. What are we talking about? The tanya is blended in brisa. Ezer amaretz. What is an amaretz? So Rabbi Meir says, call she'ino ochal chulav v'tara de Rabbi Meir. Anybody who's not careful about tumah v'tara. Obviously, nowadays it's not relevant. Anybody who doesn't take Shumas and Maestros, that's Amaretz. Apparently, what do you say? You can't Rabbi Meir, then Amaretz will take Shumas and Maestros. But what about the second part of the Braisa? Or the Mishnah, probably, right? Second part of the Mishnah. Mishatatel zamayim lo tigayima b'chal d'reisha la b'tumah b'tara askinan. Right? Once you tell me, again, the second part of the Mishnah says that the Ishus Chaver, right, is not allowed to help or kind of, let's say, mix or knead the dough, K-N-E-A-D. Once the water is in there, apparently we're dealing with tumantara. Right? That's a case of tumantara, but apparently the first part is not dealing with tumantara. Right? Well, how could you tell me the concern here is tumantara? Right, and therefore you can waive it because it's darkei shalom. So Gemara says you're right. Actually, the whole concern of an aishas chaver and an aishas atmaris is tumantara. Reisha v'seifa b'tumantara. Reisha b'tumas chulin v'tara v'seifa b'tumas chala. The first part we're talking about chumas tuma of chulin. That's the rabbanan. Right, that's his only problem. The rabbanan says therefore b'darkei shalom. That's fine. But the second part is talking about a tuma of chala. Right, once you're kneading the dough, right, to chala to become is you know, technically back in the day chala was a din d'oraisa. So you had to give it to the kohen, making it tame. Right, that was an isur d'oraisa. So therefore, you can't just invoke darkei shalom to violate an isur d'oraisa. Ah, you're in here. Hold on 1 second. I'll give you a stira. Baisa says tochin. Excuse me, tochin. Mafkid nitzalochin shviyah svitzalochin peres b'tuma. This is. Yeah, okay. Basically, you can grind and you can give an item to someone who eats Shemitah. This doesn't mean someone who eats Shemitah okay, meaning someone who eats Shemitah inappropriately, meaning he passed his man's beer, and also with someone who eats produce, someone who's not careful about Tumantara, avalolo ochei shvius. But, I'm sorry, avalolo ochei peritam batuma. But you're not allowed. Hold on 1 second. Sorry. My apologies. Right, you're allowed to leave. You're allowed to grind for these people, or you're allowed to leave an item of yours with these people. But meaning an item, meaning the item in question that they're chashu, right? The item that they are suspected of violating. So you're allowed to leave produce of Shemitah, let's say, for example, or you're allowed to grind Shemitah produce for them, but you're not allowed to do it with them, right? You're not for them. You're not allowed to do it for them, not with them, for them. V'lo li'ochle shvias, v'lo li'ochle peretim b'truma, because you're not allowed to kind of help them be over the iser. Right? Rav had said that you're allowed to grind, right, for chulin b'truma. So, Amrabai hasam b'koin ha'chash lecho truma b'truma askinan. Right, that price is a case where the kohen, we're concerned that the kohen eats his truma b'truma. That's din d'araisa, right? Davi le'tuma d'araisa. The question is, okay, if that's true, mafkidans, what do you mean? What's the problem? You're allowed to leave normal grain, right, with a kohen who's going to eat truma betuma, or minyum of kidim truma zeitzel yisrael amaretz, evlo etzel kohen amaretz, meshalibu gaspa. Well, you're allowed to, the Bryce says, you're allowed to give truma with a yisrael amaretz, right, because we're not concerned the yisrael is not going to know not to touch the truma, because it's not allowed, it's kohen's stuff, but not by a kohen amaretz, because he knows truma. I mean, you're not allowed to leave truma with a kohen amaretz, he may make it. Tame. So what do you mean you can leave it with him? I'm Rabbi Loyach, my skin on Bekli Cheres, Hamukav Tzame Psil. That's that talks about beginning Parshas Chukas. That a Kli Cheres is made from pottery that is covered. Mukas Tzame Psil means it's completely, right, it's sealed on the top. So you can't actually access, you can't actually get to the coin. We're not concerned he's going to actually, you know, take off the top and kind of touch it. But maybe, right, you can be metame this item. How? By if a woman, right, who's a nida, moves it, right, you can still be moving it. That's tumas, not heses, tumas, maybe it is tumas heses, I remember. I forget what it's called exactly. Just looking at Rashi over here, if it's, yeah, v'masa. Okay, right, so she's metame if she carries it. Okay, so Allah Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah says lo kasha kan beperos shehukshuru kan beperos shelo hukshuru. Right, so okay, so it depends, right? By the case of the brisa that you're not allowed to give it to the kohen, so that's the peros were already machshir lekabel tuma. Right, just to explain what hekshir, right, we've talked about before, but hekshir lekabel tuma. If you have an apple that's attached to the tree, right, so it can never become tuma. It can become tummy. It doesn't matter if a worm is crawling on it. If a person whose tummy touches it, if it's attached to the tree, it's still tahor. Once it becomes off, right, detached from the tree, then it has to be touch then has to touch some water or one of the zayin mashkim, right, to become able to become tamei. So in the first case, right, this is what you're talking about, well, really in the second case, right, where you can't give the produce to the kohen, that's talking about payers that were makshir, that were able to become tamei. But in the first case, where you can give it to the kohen, it was not yet mukshir lekabel tuma, and therefore it can't become tamei. So we have no issue. Or a menu, but ask us either hamole chidin latoch nekuti, although the Mishnah says in Demai, if you give wheat to a grinder who is a kuti, right, or an amaretz, right, we assume that it's the same, that it's the same status, whatever it was, lamaiser l'shvias. I mean, we're not concerned that it's going to be a chlafa that the kuti or the amaretz grinder is going to switch it and give you back different stuff. Avalolu tuma, but we're not. We are very concerned about tuma. Right, meaning that's against what we just said, that you're allowed to give your stuff to a kohen who doesn't know about truma, who's not concerned about tuma, right? A kohen amaretz. So Gemara says, "Hi, my Rumio." So Gemara says, "What case is that?" Right? Lavo kinu v'peres shaluchshu. We just said, right? What do you mean? The case is where you gave the kohen amaretz, we gave him fruit that was not mukshel kabel tuma. So there's no issue of tuma tara. So the Gemara says, "Udikari le maikari le." Yeah, in echanami. That's such an obvious answer. We just said it. What was even the kasha? What was even the havamina? So Gemara says, because really what did he want to do? He wanted to get to the next Mishnah, right, in Demai. What is that? Right, we said that Mishnah, right, really wasn't dealing with us, right, he's dealing with that Mishnah in Demai. That these are, when you give it to the grinder Amaretz and the grinder Kuti, right, the fruit, the grain that you give him, right, we assume it's the same for Meiser and Shvias. We're not concerned that he will exchange your produce and give you back some other produce. But Lachlufi Luchashinan. Man, that's the point. Meaning Lachlufi Luchashinan, we're not concerned he's going to exchange, right, one for the next. Or Minhu, but what about the next Mishnah? Hanosin Lachamoso, if you give the same stuff to your mother in law, Ma'aserhu denosin law, as you know to Al Himena. Right, you have to take Meiser from what you give her, and take, meaning assuming that your mother in law is Amaretz, right? You have to take Trumas and Meisers from what you give her, and then you have to take Trumas and Meisers from what she gives back to you. Because she is concerned. But we are concerned that she might switch it out, right? That that she wants to make sure to give her daughter and her son-in-law, right, proper food. And if the produce you gave her is a little bit inferior, we're concerned that she may switch it out. So Gemara says, yeah, awesome. As I just explained, well, that's a separate case, right? That's a separate concern, right? Because the reason is, because she wants to make sure that her daughter's okay. Right? She's embarrassed that if she gives her son-in-law and her daughter give her some grain to make into bread, shows up on Shabbos with moldy bread. Right? She said, what am I supposed to do? The grain went bad. No, she's going to show up with good bread. That grain didn't take trumas and maestros. Okay, fine. But that's exactly the concern. But that's not a stira, because in Amaretz, we're not concerned that he will switch it out for trumas and maestros and shemitah. All right, this continues, but we're going to stop here. We're going to go fight there in the Hegish Hashem. Tomorrow, Mr. Shem will finish the parak and switch things up, get back to Gittin, right, on Amud Beis. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.